The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Our text for today that we shall consider comes from the 13th chapter of the book of the Acts of the Apostles. And we read in Jesus' name. For David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, fell asleep, was buried with his fathers, and saw corruption. But he whom God raised up saw no corruption. Therefore, let it be known to you, brethren, that through this man is preached to you the forgiveness of sins, and by him everyone who believes is justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. So far the text. In Christ Jesus, who defied death by being raised from the dead, incorruptible, dear fellow redeemed. One of the greatest heroes of faith for the Jews was King David. God declared that he was a man after his own heart and blessed him with victory upon victory. But it could not be denied that after he had served his own generation by the will of God, he fell asleep and was buried with his fathers and saw corruption. As great as David was among God's people, he remained a sinner and met the ravages of death in his body, placed in the grave, waiting for that last redemption of his body on the day Jesus returns. You know and trust that Jesus rose from the dead with his body completely intact. But as even David experienced, your sinful flesh too must receive its just wages, death, and your body, if put in the grave before Jesus returns for judgment, will likewise see corruption. Decomposition will happen. No matter how effective your regime of organic dieting, supplementing with vitamins and minerals, and your vigorous exercising routines are, your body has been touched with death. But in truth, our bodies start seeing corruption before death and before the grave. Now, granted, most of you have not yet reached the prime of life. But there are some of us here who are well beyond that point. But even so, on account of our sin, from the moment of conception, for all of us, death abides in these very bodies. And we are told that those who are still living at the time of Jesus' return for final judgment, they, of course, will not be raised from the dead. They're still living. However, their bodies will still be changed. Paul writes to the Corinthians, "We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For this perishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal must put on immortality." And while Jesus succumbed to our death, his perfect body was death-defying. Whereas our bodies immediately begin the process of gross decomposition upon death, Jesus' body did not. It was untouched by the grip of death. He allowed himself to die, to be sure. He breathed his last, but only to defeat death for you and me and all sinners. Death could not destroy his body. No matter how much death sought to do this, his body was bound head to foot in those grave clothes. A sealed grave enclosed his body with a guard standing outside in watching, and none of that could hold him. Not even locked doors and windows could keep the death-defying holy body of our Lord from appearing in all of his glory before his disciples 2 Sunday evenings in a row. Unbelievable, to be sure. By human reason, this is unbelievable that this could happen. But a greater power than sinful human reason is at work through this very message of the risen Christ for sinful mankind. After Paul noted the corruptible nature of David's body in our text, he went on to observe, "Through this man is preached to you the forgiveness of sins. And by him, everyone who believes is justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses." Early in the first book of Moses, we read that if humans sinned, they would surely die. And that after sin came, God declared to them that from dust they were, and to dust they would return. And this is how it's been working for us sinners ever since. However, these laws from Moses and all the rest no longer bind the sinner who believes in the incorruptible living Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, is it because faith is such a great work on your part that somehow you deserve to be forgiven? Is that what this is? Not at all. Rather, sin and death had no claim on your perfect substitute. And by rising incorruptible, the Father declares all your sins with which he had charged his Son, all those sins forgiven. As the word of forgiveness goes out, the Spirit empowers it to give you the very thing it declares, engendering and keeping faith in your hearts, receiving all the blessings that Christ has secured for you in his life, death, and resurrection. And you have come to expect this pronouncement, this declaration, every time you gather here or on Sundays for divine service. If we would read further in this account, the hearers of Paul responded in this way. They begged that these things might be told them the next Sabbath. They wanted to hear it again, just like you do. You return to hear this again and again because through this powerful word, your sins are actually forgiven. It is unbelievable that your fiercest enemy, death, no longer has everlasting claim upon you. Your body will be raised on the last day incorruptible for all eternity. The word of forgiveness and life has set you free from all the ravages of sin forever. So are you ready to hear this truth told to you with perhaps other words as you gather for worship again in the future? Well, of course, you love hearing it just like they did. Sadly, we will still produce thoughts, words, and deeds of unrighteousness. But we will, by God's gracious working again, receive so freely forgiveness. We will be credited through faith with Jesus' righteousness in abundance through word and through sacrament. Now, unless, of course, your body will already be safely tucked away in your grave, asleep, awaiting the great day when Jesus, with a shout, will perform the death-defying act for you, you will be raised incorruptible. This will happen in the grave, but also if he comes back this afternoon, your body will be changed based on his work. The Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Let us pray. Please rise for prayer. Almighty God, by the death of your Son, Jesus Christ, you destroyed death. By his rest in the tomb, you sanctified the graves of your saints. And by his bodily resurrection, you brought life and immortality to light, so that all who die in him abide in peace and hope. Receive our thanks for the victory over death and grave that he won for us. Keep us in everlasting communion with all who wait for him on earth and with all in heaven who are with him now. For he is the resurrection and the life, even Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord Almighty order this day and all our doings in his peace. Amen.